That works, yes. Thank you for joining us. All right, we're going to go ahead and roll into our post-race with our race winner for today's Marine Corps 250 at Martinsville Speedway. We've now been joined by driver of the 21, Austin Hill. Austin, thank you for joining us. That was a wild one, specifically the last several laps there and also with combined with those restarts. Take us through that kind of final two-lap shootout there in your vantage point and when you realized you had actually won the race.
Well, I think every time that I've been inside the top five or at least can see the front, it's always been a wild finish here. And every other time I've been on the receiving end for a lot of these races and ended up not getting the job done. So just super cool. You know, I went into that restart there with – I didn't know as far as did I want to choose the top lane or the bottom lane. And I didn't have a great top lane restart the restart before when I was in fourth. So I just decided my spotter and I, Derek, we were talking on the radio, and I just was like, man, I think just being bottom is going to be the safest bet. I didn't know if I was going to win the race from seventh, but I just knew that was going to be the safest bet. It seems like a lot of the wrecks happen. They get washed up the racetrack. So I was kind of honestly hoping for the guys in front to get into it and get in a wreck and then me get closer to the front and then have another go at it. But when I came to the white and I came off a two, I had a really good run off a two, and I knew I was pretty close to the seven. And I'm like, all right, well, if the seven gets into the 54 or the eight, I got a really good shot here, because I knew that they were going to get all bottled up and get each other slowed down. And they all kind of started hitting each other, and I had a lot of momentum going into the corner. And I ended up getting into the seven in his left rear, and it kind of shoved him up the hill. And as soon as I saw daylight and got to the apron, I just went full throttle, and we were beating and banging, and I cleared him somehow off of four. I haven't really seen the replay the greatest yet, but I'm guessing that the seven, 54, eight, all those, they kind of got hooked together almost, and it kind of slowed their momentum down, and I was able to clear for the lead. And then when I saw the checkered flag, I was in disbelief. Like, I'm still in disbelief that we just won this race. I mean, we had a fast Bennett Chevrolet, but it was probably a fifth to eighth place car at best. We just had to, I think everyone kind of on that green white checker kind of strapped in their horns on top of their heads and was like, all right, we're just going to get rough and rowdy here and see who comes out on top. And fortunately, it was us this time.
All right, we'll go ahead and go to questions from the media. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll start with Jacob and then make our way to the front.
Jacob Zillman, Race Face Digital. Austin, two for you. First, in watching the replay, I couldn't help but think back to the playoff race here 2 years ago, the race that you lost almost in the exact same fashion you just won in tonight. Yeah. Does this feel maybe a little bit of vindication for that one?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. There's a lot of things that I take away from that race. When I go back and I look at that race from 2 years back, there's a lot of things that I should have done differently as a driver, and I realize that, you know, after having the years to kind of digress and kind of look into that, I there's a lot of things I should have done differently. The things I said after the race to Sheldon and stuff shouldn't have been said. There was just a lot of things that if I could go back in time and redo it all over again, I would. Sheldon and I are actually really good buddies again now, and we go and drink beers on the weekends and stuff. So it's kind of weird how, like, the full circle kind of comes around. But to win at this racetrack and to do it the way we did, I don't like winning that way. Like, I know that everybody thinks that I'm a super aggressive driver and that I don't care about anybody else. And I mean, they're probably right about some of it, but at the end of the day, like, I don't want to be that guy that just barrels through everybody else to win a race. And when I saw everybody else doing it, I'm like, man, it's kind of fair game. Like, you're leaning on this guy, you're pushing this guy, you're mad at this guy, you're knocking this guy up the racetrack and you're making him mad. Like, all these guys are running into each other. I'm like, well, hell, if I do it, then you can't be mad at me for doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I think at the end of the day, when it's green, white, checkered at a Martinsville race, just the respect and stuff's out the window. And I hate to say that. Like, I really do. I wish that – I'm not one to – probably the best one to speak on it, but I wish that there was a way that we could settle it down a little more to where it wasn't so just beating and banging and knocking each other's doors off and running through people. Like, I wish that we could race a different way at Martinsville than what we do.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. And you're a short track guy, so you've grown up, you know, seeing this at a lot of different places like this. And Lane Riggs had a lot of comments on it last night, too, about how he feels, like you said, that the respect is just not there at the national level at a place like this. Is there any way at this point to fix it? Have we gone too far to get it back?
I don't know, man. I think Justin Allgaier would be a great guy to ask. He came to me in Victory Lane, and him and I had a great chat. Like, obviously, he's frustrated, but he understands. Like, he understands where I'm coming from, what position I was in, and he's like, man, I kind of feel like I owe you one a little bit, but at the same time, it's Martinsville, and I'm like, I get it. Trust me, I get it. And I'm like, look, I told him, and you can ask him this, I told him as he was walking away, I said, the last person I want to run into on the racetrack on the last lap is you, because Justin and I, we race each other very cleanly. I mean, you saw it last week at Homestead. We raced each other with respect. He was a better guy on the restart and was better on the short run than I was, and he was able to win the race. So, you know, I hate it that it ended that way, and I hated that Justin and I got into it. If I would have ran into somebody else, I probably wouldn't be that upset about it. But with it being Justin, I'm like, man, I feel so bad because he's such a nice guy. But when the door opens to win one of these races, especially a place like Martinsville, you don't win Martinsville each and every time you come here. It is so hard to do. I can't express it enough on how hard it is to win here, let alone win it, say, two times in a row. Like, I think Eric Almirola won it two times in a row. That is so hard to do. That really is. I don't think anybody understands how hard that is. So when the door was open for me, I'm like, I got to take it and hope it works out.
All right, we'll go up front to Bob and then to John. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Just what you were saying, these are hard to win. So should Sammy Smith be blamed for what some people would say maybe was a dirty move and you know, trying to get back into Taylor?
I don't know, man. I would have to watch the replay again. I've only seen part of the replay. I haven't seen the full replay. I know on the restart before, the 8 ran in the 54, from what I remember, knocked him up the hill, got the lead. So then on the restart after, then the 54 did it to him. I mean, I'm thinking that's kind of fair game there. The only thing that could have been done differently is the 8 probably not running the 54 as hard. But, again, like, I don't know how you put blame on anybody. I mean, it's Martinsville, and if you really, really, like, dissect throughout the whole entire field, let's not look at just the top 5, because I know we will focus on the top 5 the majority of the race. Let's look at everybody in the entire field. Everybody is beating everybody's doors off. Like, we are just running into each other. We're beating each other's back bumpers off. I had so much front end damage and rear damage by the end of the race. It's just comical to me, like, how much we destroy our race cars. Like, these race cars are very expensive to fix, and we just come here and we just destroy them, and we know we're going to do it. Like, even all the race teams, they know we're going to destroy the race cars. So I don't see how I can put any blame on anybody. I mean, we saw what I was able to do, or what I was willing to do to win the race. So, like, I'm probably not the greatest guy to ask, because at the end of the day, I said in one of my interviews on the front stretch, I feel like I've been pushed around a lot here at Martinsville, and I kind of, this race, kind of put my horn, my helmet on with horns out of it, and was like, look, I'm going to be extremely aggressive all day, and wherever I end up, I end up. If I make people mad, I make people mad. I bring my 21 team, all my guys to the racetrack, and I don't really care about everybody else. And that's kind of the mindset I had going into this race. Now, don't get me wrong, I have that mindset every week, but this one's kind of like, you take it up an extra notch. The only thing I'll say about the whole entire race that I hate more than anything that happened was when I got loose on getting into one. I ran into the 16. I wrecked my freaking teammate. The 2 car got wrecked out because of a dumb move that I made, just being so bonsaied into the corner into one, and I just wrecked him. Wasn't trying to do that. Like, I got loose under braking on entry. I ran into the 16 and kind of ran the 16 up the hill, and it ran him into the 2. So I feel really bad about all that. I know a lot of people probably don't think that I do, but at the end of the day, the 2 car, like, we share chassis and we share race cars with each other. So, like, wrecking a teammate the way I did hurts me in a sense. So it's like, I hate that it went down the way it did. I'm hoping that him and I can talk about it. It's probably kind of late right now, so hopefully him and I can talk about it tomorrow, and I can just voice my apology, and hopefully he retains it and doesn't feel too hard on me about it. But out of all the stuff that happened tonight, that is the only thing I take away from tonight that I feel bad about is wrecking my teammate.
All right, John.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. First off, it makes you feel better. Justin said he doesn't fault anybody for what happened in overtime because of what's at stake.
Yeah, and he kind of told me that in Victory Lane. So, yeah, it was reassuring hearing him say that.
Then my actual question is, when you have these situations, like you said, that kind of turn comical, you know, Justin told me it's a shame that Martinville's gotten to this point. Matty D said that he went from loving short tracks to looking more forward to Kansas, Darlington, because there's not as much chaos that happens. Do races like that, do they make these tracks kind of lose their luster for you?
I mean, if you listen to my radio, if you go back and listen to it, at one point in the race, I think it was like 40 to go, I literally came out of the radio and said, I absolutely hate this place. Like, I just was like, this is getting ridiculous. But I don't know how you fix it. Like, I don't know, does NASCAR step in and do they start penalizing people for wrecking each other on the short tracks only? I don't know. I really don't know that answer. But and like after the race, like getting in fights and stuff, I heard that there was maybe a fight after the race or something tonight. I've been in one before. Like after the race, getting in fights and stuff, like that don't fix it. Just fighting somebody don't fix it. Because guess what? When we come back to Martinsville in the fall, all those same drivers that got in the fight, they're going to do it all over again. Like they don't care. Like I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I wish Allgaier was sitting here. I think he's really good at answering these type of questions. I wish he was sitting here and him and I could kind of bounce the ideas off each other. But I think a change needs to be made, but I don't know what that change is. I really don't.
All right, we're going to go upstairs. There's a question in the press box.
Chris Mankiewicz. Hey, Austin. I was just wondering, when the respect goes out the window, is it the win in your end situation, or is it the pressure from the team, the pressure from the sponsor, or just how hard is it to win, or is it all contributing factors to see the madness that we see go on? And do you think it'll be that way when we get to Bristol in a couple weeks?
Yeah, Bristol's a little bit different just because of the speed you're carrying and the way that you race Bristol. I don't see Bristol being as bumper cars as what Martinsville is. But to answer your question, I think it's just the different era. Like, I really do. I think that it's a lot of these guys that are coming up through the ranks and stuff right now, they just don't have respect for each other. And look, I can be aggressive at times, but I feel like I have a fair amount of respect on the racetrack to my other competitors for the most part. Now, if it comes down to the end of the race and winning the race, I mean, there's just certain things that you're going to do to win. I mean, kind of like Tony Stewart said, you'll wreck your mother to win. He'll wreck his mother to win. He'll wreck your mother to win. So, I don't know. I really don't know what the answer is there. I don't know if it's a sponsor thing. I don't know. It's just a team thing. I don't think it is. I don't think it's a sponsor thing. I don't think it's a team thing. I just think it's just the way that a lot of guys nowadays grow up racing is like, all right, you just beat doors and beat each other's bumpers off, and they don't have to fix the cars after the race, so they just do whatever they got to do to win, and then they're just holding the steering wheel. Whereas when I grew up, I worked on my own race cars. I don't like wrecking race cars. Like, I couldn't tell you how bad I felt after Phoenix, wrecking that car all by myself. Like, I felt so bad. I still feel bad to this day that I just destroyed a race car like I did. So I just think it's a different era. I don't know how else to explain it.
You think if a driver doesn't, maybe in a position to go for the win, but doesn't go for the win and can get criticized for it, do you think that changes the mentality?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
If a driver has position to win but decides not to go for the win and may, let's say, keep him out of the playoffs, does that put him up for criticism?
I guess it just depends on the way the situation went down. If he got passed, say, throughout the race clean by the guy that was behind him and is now in front of him, If he got past clean, then I think if he's not able to pass that guy back clean, then if he runs second or third and he misses the playoffs, then that is what it is. But I do think that ever since we brought the playoff format in, and winning a race is so crucial in the sport now, and then when you go into the playoffs, how crucial it is to win races, there is a lot of stress, a lot of tension, and a lot of weight on the driver's shoulders to perform and get the job done. So I think some of that does weigh on your shoulders, and when you come to a place like Martinsville, if you're on the outside looking in, there's almost nothing that you won't do to win the race if NASCAR is not going to step in about it.
All right, Austin, congratulations again on that win. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and I guess have a good night.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was a long night. Appreciate it, guys.
You
want to
see the finish?
Yeah, I'd love to, actually. I'm still, like, under – I don't even know how we won, so –